Mishnah says in Daf Gimel Aleph that if a person is going on the road and someone is mudar hanaf from him and he doesn't have any food to eat, so what you do is you give it to an acher, you give it to a third party, and that person can give it to him l'shum matana. And that way he's being netted from the food, but not being netted from you. If there is no other person over there, so you could be maniach ala sala ala gader, you put it down on the road somewhere. Vayimrin yisera harei mufkam l'kol, it's hefker to everyone. And he could go ahead and take it. Rabbi Yosi Eiser. So basically, what you do is you put it down, you make it hefker. Once it's hefker, he could go ahead and be zeichen. He's not being netted from you, he's being netted in a hefker. That would be an etza how to be mahanahim if he doesn't have what to eat. But Rabbi Yosi says you're not allowed to do this. And Rabbi Yosi holds that etza of hefker would not work. So why not? So the Gemara explains. He holds that hefker is like a matana. Ma matana ad asim l'shus naisim l'shus mekabel. Av hefker ad asim l'shus zeichet. Rabbi Yosi holds a gavalik chiddush that hefker is not something that just leaves your bialus right away, but it's like a matana, and you retain your bialus. You still own it until someone goes ahead and takes it. When he takes it, he can take it. It's his. But until that point, the bialum, the mafker, still owns it. And the mela, if someone is mudar hanafim, he can't take it because when you take him in a hefker, you're really taking from the bialum. You're being netted from the bialum directly. And therefore, this would not be an etzah because hefker is still b'shus abaylam until somebody goes ahead and takes it. Now, this gemara, this musig of the Rabbi Yosi is saying, the gemara says of Rabbi Yosi that hefker is b'shus abaylam until the guy takes it, is l'chai very difficult to understand. This kasha is asked by the Tarez Zorim of Arya Pomeranchik in the Sefer on Peya Perakei Mishnah Aleph, and he says l'chai it's tamu. How could it be that you are a mafker something, but you're still the bialum until someone takes it? The whole definition of hefker, what is hefker? Hefker means, by definition, I'm removing my bialus. I was massaging my bialus, and now anyone could take it. So once I'm massaging my bialus, how could you tell me I was massaging my bialus, but I'm still a bialum until he takes it? So then what did you do? You didn't do anything. There's no siluk bialus if you're still the bialum. And if you are massaging bialus, you can't be the bialum. And if you're not massaging your bialus, so what did you do? What did the hefker do? Chai, there's no chalais to vizchal. So this whole musig of still being the bialum, but yet you're mafker, is l'chai rei stir minei ubei. He's also bothered bichlal. How can you be mafker something? If a hefker is a siluk bialus, you're removing your bialus, you're giving it over to everyone to be zaycha, then that l'chai needs a kinyan. How can you be mafker without a kinyan? Just a dibur ba'alma. L'chai, you can't make a kinyan of siluk bialus, but dibur ba'alma. Another kasha is bothered with is the whole musig of, we find that l'fi b'shame hefker l'aniyam is hefker. You don't have to be mafker l'kol, but you can be mafker to a specific group. You can be mafker only l'aniyam. So he says, if the vart of hefker is removal of your bialus, and misalik your bialus, so how could it be that you're a bialum legabi this person, not legabi that person? Either you are the bialum or not the bialum. You can't be half a bialum. So either you're misalik your bialus and it's mutter l'chol ha'olam, you're not misalik the bialus, and no one can take it. But to say that you're a bialum legabi him and not legabi him, that's something which is very difficult to understand. So this whole musig of hefker bichlal, especially l'fi ar sugya, is something that needs beer. And based upon these kashas and other kashas, he wants to say gavaldi chiddush, that what hefker is, about it is a pashut of musig of hefker, something that has no bialum, is hefker. But the hefker that we're talking about, when you make a dibur and you say hareza hefker, it's really a chalais din hefker. It's a chalais tiris hefker. It's not a removal of bialus. It's not giving over this to the whole world, but it's putting a chalais on the chefetz. You're putting on the chefetz a shem hefker. Once it has a shem hefker, it has certain dinim, and the dinim could be that it could be certain people ought to take it, not other people. One of the dinim could be that your bialus will be pako and somebody takes it, but all those dinim are really are taitsa of the chalais shem hefker, which is chal lechefetz. And we mele those dinim would apply. So it's not the pshat that it's a simple removal of bialus, like a kinyan to everyone, a removal of your bialus, but it's only chalais, which is chal chayfetz, similar to a chalais of hekdesh or a netter. You're putting some type of din on the chayfetz that has a chalais shem hefker. Once it has that shem hefker, now all these dinim would follow. And we mele, it's possible to say that this chalais hefker that you're doing is only laniyim, not lashirim. It's only once he takes it, but until that point, I'm going to retain my bialus. It's not a steer to be hefker and to be a bialum, because hefker is not, hefker doesn't mean a lack of bialus. Hefker means a chalais on the chayfetz, which one of the dinim could be a lack of bialus when somebody ends up taking it, and that's why it's chal b'dibur, because he's not making a kinyan and putting a chalais, and therefore it could be chal b'dibur. That's why he wants to say pshat over here, and one of his rayas are, where he's really coming to be mazber, is the shitas Rambam. The Rambam has a mechudesh dekel lashon in Hilchos Nedarim, Perek Beis Al Chidal. When he describes hefker, he says a hefker af bi she'eino neder, harei ukmal neder, she'also lachsubay. The Rambam puts hefker in Hilchos Nedarim. He seems to understand that it's a neder dekedin. You're making some type of neder. It's not exactly a neder, but it's kena neder. It's working medina nedarim when you're being mafker something. Now, if you learn hefker kipshutai, that it's a removal of bialus, it has absolutely nothing to do with a kinyan. It's not a kinyan. It's not a nothing to do with a neder. It's not a neder. It's a removal of bialus. It's a kinyan dekedin, not a neder dekedin. It sounds like from the Rambam that there is some element of neder going on over here. And the way he's learning, that makes a lot of sense, because you're really putting a chalais on the chayfetz. That chalais has to do with not being chayzer, but it's shaykh more to Hilchos Nedarim than Hilchos Kinyanim. The kinyan is really a taitzav, the neder, and the chalais hefker, which is chan lechifetz, that says gavaldik chiddush on the din of hefker. Now it's interesting to note that in the sefer Seifim Musfarim from Reb Zevin has a sefer well known for his sefer Ishim Vishitas, but there's also a sefer Seifim Musfarim where he reviews many, many different svarim of the Achrenim. He goes through the whole sefer from cover to cover with aris and different things. And one of the svarim that he reviews is this sefer Taraz Rayim from Ba'arya Pomeranchuk. He reviews both chalakim, chalak rishon, and chalak sheni. One of the sugyas he goes through is this chiddush l'gabei hefker, and he takes issue with him. He has rayas from different gemaras and taisim, not like the chiddush of the Taraz Rayim. He holds it's not so pasha what he's saying, and he has some kashas on it ayin sham. But lamaisa the ikar chiddush is something which is said by other achanim as well, that there's a musig of chalais din hefker, and if you that, it would be miyashiv many of the kashas in our sugyah.